Now, at the liberation of Auschwitz in 1945, a Soviet doctor found a diary in the rubble written by a prisoner. The diary was kept in an attic for years. When it was discovered, historians found that the pages contained a first-hand account of life in the Łódź ghetto in Poland from the perspective of a young Jewish woman named Rivka Lipschitz. Now, in partnership with the Galicia Jewish Museum in Krakow, Poland, the diary will be displayed at the Jewish Museum in Milwaukee. The exhibit is called The Girl in the Diary, Searching for Rivka from the Łódź Ghetto. Museum curator Molly Dubin spoke with Central Time producer Jay Carlisle Larson about the diary.
Tell me really quickly about what people are going to see at this exhibit.
What people will see is a narrative that goes along with this incredible discovery, which was a school notebook that was discovered by a Soviet doctor after the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. And it was basically taken, and nothing was done with it for the next generation until the granddaughter of this individual was looking through her grandmother's effects, stumbled upon this, realized the potential significance, and she had been visiting Europe, brought it back to San Francisco, brought it to the Jewish Children and Family Services there, where they went about authenticating it and then eventually translating it. And it turns out to be this incredible diary written by this young Orthodox Jewish girl named Rivka Lipschitz. So the exhibit itself talks a lot about the discovery, but the more interesting factor really is what happens after it's found. It goes really, it's in the dark, you know, for 60 plus years, and then comes to light in 2008 when it's brought to San Francisco and it's published in 2010. So we have this mystery, because what happens after the discovery is that what we thought was the definitive fate of Rivka, based on testimony of a couple of her surviving cousins, is not now definitively the case. There have been other documents that have come to light. And that's one of the fascinating things that we're really showing, is how research and archival material, which has become more available on an international level, and as more and more collections become digitized and we're able to share, all of a sudden these documents are coming to light, and it's providing this path for research that we didn't have before.
We have this diary, and it really is a window into a teenager's time in the Łódź ghetto. This was a kind of like a real economic powerhouse during World War II. What did we learn from her perspective about what was happening during her time in the Łódź ghetto?
Well, we really learn quite a bit. And one of the reasons that this is really so informative is that we do have diaries from a number of young individuals that survived or perished in the Holocaust, and somehow their writings were buried or passed along and then found later. But we don't have a lot of female voices. The closest we kind of course, can make that jump to Anne Frank, mm-hmm. that kind of comes to mind. But the majority are young male voices. So to have this young female voice, and to have a voice from a young Orthodox woman, is also really interesting, because in her diary, she not only records the day-to-day life in the Łódź ghetto during a period that we really didn't have previously a lot of documentation about, but she also is coming of age.
Sure.
Yeah. Against a backdrop of atrocity. And so you also see this very individual who's very challenged with trying to figure out their identity. She's becoming a teen. She's grappling with a lot of thoughts, a lot of moral and ethical issues, and then just things that you would expect day-to-day teenagers to be dealing with, thinking about who they might be in love with or who loves them, or, you know, their friendships or spats with other girls that, you know, she is in workshops with, or with her cousins that she's living with. And she also has a voice of maturity that is well beyond her years. Her education was disrupted by the war at the age of 11. She starts the diary right after her 14th birthday. And so to have this incredible voice that is honest, that is really searching, and is also grappling with so many issues, that everything that she can't voice, really, that she's afraid to say to others or that she might fear repercussions from, the diary gets all of that.
Yeah, I think that that is one of the powerful things about these firsthand accounts, is that many students do learn about the Holocaust in elementary school, maybe throughout their education. But having those windows into the day-to-day lives that people had in either a ghetto, maybe we find something from a camp. How do you find that translated in a museum exhibit where people get to see the diary, get to read about the diary, but then also get context for what was going on?
Sure. Well, one of the things we are really do quite a bit of is telling stories, you know, and I think one of the things that is so helpful in communicating about, educating about the Holocaust, sometimes we get, you know, groups that come through and it's hard to even wrap your mind around, you know, a number like 6 million and, you know, all the individual stories that we'll never know. So to get these stories that come through and give you a glimpse of these individuals and what their lives were like and how they are very similar to us, how we can see ourselves in them, is, I think, one of the most powerful things. So having Rivka tell her story, we're actually looking at a particular individual, her experiences, but also all the artifacts mm-hmm. tell a story themselves. You know, you mentioned that the Lodz Ghetto produced a lot of items. So several of the items that we have that are on loan from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum are items that would have been made or used in the Lodz Ghetto, or that were found in the rubble at the Chelmno Killing Center, which also speak to the personal dimensions of the Holocaust. Probably one of the most difficult artifacts we have is a set of baby shoes that were made by children who were slave labor in the Lodz Ghetto. And here are these baby shoes. You're, just to imagine that there is a child who is in need of those in that setting. They're taking, you know, just the scraps of fabric that are left to make these. That's really difficult. We have a number of the Yellow Star badges, and we have the individual stories behind those badges, you know, that speak to those individuals' experiences. We have a brooch that was made in the Lodz Ghetto that someone, you know, would have worn, and it depicts the kind of entryway to the ghetto and the sign there. So these are all giving personal dimensions to the experiences, and that is just a tremendous resource in being able to educate about the Holocaust.
That was Molly Dubin, curator of the Jewish Museum Milwaukee. She talked to Central Time producer J. Carlisle Larson about an exhibit that opens this week that showcases the diary of a young Jewish woman. The diary was found at the liberation of Auschwitz. The exhibit opens Thursday.